makers of Wrigley's Spin and Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring the celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. You know, friends, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is a typically American product that appeals to people of all ages and nationalities in all parts of our country. And the Wrigley people feel that Life with Luigi is a typically American radio program, a friendly, enjoyable show that sort of symbolizes the American spirit of tolerance and goodwill. So the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi each week and have you join them in this pleasant half-hour's entertainment. And now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes about his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in it.
Dear Mamma Mia, tomorrow is the birthday of a great American, George Washington. This is the man who was the first president of the United States. In those days, Mamma Mia, was no Democrats, no Republicans. So Washington was a pretty smart fella getting elected all by himself. Anyway, to celebrate the birthday of this great American, Mamma Mia, the radio is going to be full with the stories about him tomorrow. And my night school classes are going to help out. You see, on the local radio is going to be a big contest between all of the schools here in Chicago. And our teacher, Miss Spalding, is picked Olson to recite the Washington's farewell address. Mamma mia, if you can imagine a tall, skinny Washington with a Swedish accent, that's going to be awesome. But to tell the truth, Mamma mia, I was hoping Miss Spalding would have picked me to say the farewell address. But I guess she figured, why trust Luigi with a Washington's address if he's got enough of trouble remembering his own address? Well, it's a time of now I should have got to my night school of classes, so I'm going to finish this a little late.
That's all right, Joe. Don't worry. Everything's going to be all right.
All right, Bass. Quiet, please. Please. I'll call a roll. Mr. Basco?
Here.
Mr. Howard?
Here.
Mr. Olson?
Yes.
Mr. Schultz?
Aye, sir.
Mr. Schultz, please. You are in a classroom, not a boat.
Miss Spalding, the way I studied my lesson today, either way, I'm going to be drunk.
Well, pay attention, then, and learn something. Now, class, since tomorrow is Washington's birthday...
Miss Spalding, if I may interrupt, what about that contest tomorrow?
I have memorized that whole speech.
Oh, well, Mr. Olson, I have a special announcement to make about the contest. But right now, let's get on with the lesson. Mr. Basco.
Yes, teacher.
You may tell us, when was Washington born?
On a Washington is a birthday.
Oh, that Luigi, does he take chances?
Mr. Basco, give us the exact date of Washington's birth.
Oh, that was in February.
Yes, go on.
February 22nd.
What year?
1732.
Well, now that we finally got Washington born, let's get on with the revolution.
Mr. Schultz, instead of being funny, tell us something about the part that Washington played in the revolution.
Why, certainly. To begin with, Washington was on the American side.
Of course. Go on.
But, he was a general.
Yes.
He won every battle he fought.
No, Mr. Schultz, Washington lost some battles, too.
Yeah, I know, but on his birthday, is it a nice thing to say?
Miss Spalding, you said it before you got some announcement to make about the George Washington contest for the radio.
Oh, yes, I have. Class, there have been some program changes made, and...